What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How are you? You look very tan.
I do. I dare say I'm swarthy today. I'm like, 3 more days, I'd be Sicilian. That's how well I tan up right now. We're still a little red. Not. I'm doing Trump hands. I don't know what the hell that's about. No, it was good. Feel great.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan's great. It's a good time to go visit. By the way, I feel like we wondered if I could do the 9-9-9 challenge, 9 beers, 9 hot dogs, and 9 innings. I'm pretty sure I had like 37 hot dogs this weekend, which means I was worried about the hot dog component of it. I knew the beer would be fine. I casually, during one 4th of July dinner, as opposed to like the 3rd of July when you have dinner, and then the 5th of July when you have dinner.
That's a completely different dinner. Everyone knows that.
I had 7 hot dogs, and I was going to go back for more. And this was just dinner. And I was like, I can't possibly do that. I have to save some hot dogs for everyone else. But I could have easily had 9 in that sitting.
I
could have.
Here's the thing. Did you go in there with that mentality?
No,
or did
not
it
at
just
all.
Happen?
Just a little hungry. Went golfing prior, and then we fired up the grill, and we started grilling the hot dogs. And then we just got to eating.
So how many, like, did other people notice how many hot dogs you had?
No,
that's
not
a tough
at all.
One.
Not at all. But I casually almost did the 9-9-9-9-9 while not even paying attention.
See, this is why I know your potential, and now I feel like you know your potential now.
I just had to see it for myself.
Yeah.
And for me, I don't even eat many hot dogs throughout any given year or anything like that.
Did you raw dog?
I like hot dogs. No. I put ketchup and mustard on it.
Okay.
And I am a ketchup and mustard person. I am. I do raw dog some things in life, but not that. And so, easy.
Talking downtown.
You're talking it, not me. The point is, I could take on that challenge. Not even worried.
So proud of you. I think we had a very successful 4th of July.
Yeah.
We didn't go full Jason Pierre Paul. So we all got our digits.
Did we check? I forgot to check when you came in to make sure you still had all 5
still
in each hand. It's the very first thing
especially
I did when
the
I
most
had,
important ones.
When Charlotte was born, it's the very first thing I did. I was like, I counted. I was like, all right, there's 5 on there. There's 5 on there. Toes, good. Okay, good. We're good.
There's no part of you hoping for the Antonio Alfonseca, the 6-finger band?
The extra digit. You know, I've shaken Antonio Alfonseca's hand before, and it felt very normal.
Like, I love cats with dew claw, where like all of a sudden a cat has like he's got like another claw, and he kind of has like a human hand. Humans, it'll change you. I can't tell the story on air. My dad had this long-running bit about somebody that we both ended up knowing in the greater media. And he told me the importance of shaking their hand, that this person would take this as like an affront if I didn't like march over there and shake their hand like a man. And so like a year after my dad passed away, I saw this person, and again, member of the media, could be any level of media, could be anywhere. And I went to shake the hand only to realize they didn't have one.
You just keep shaking.
And that was a great bit by my dad.
You just got to keep shaking.
I felt like such a jerk, which means it was a very successful bit by my father.
And your dad was already passed at that point, too, right?
There was like 3 or 4 bits that dude had laid the groundwork for like 3 years before he passed away.
That's nice.
Every single one of them panned out within a year of his death. And I was like, all right, you're still the king. Yeah. I bow to you.
I want jokes from the grave. That seems like a good time.
Now, speaking of jokes, the Cleveland Guardians. Can I tell you? I was a little jealous that everybody got the LeBron stuff last week. I was not jealous.
You got a little taste of the LeBron stuff on Monday.
I got a nibble, all right? But I got one bite of a hot dog. I didn't get seven dogs, if you will.
Yeah, that's fair. But, and we had Danny on last week, and Danny was talking about how he missed an opportunity to play with LeBron, in the group in front of LeBron James. And then, the one time he passed up on going golfing, it was a busy week.
Why would you want to go golfing in front of LeBron? I'll go golfing with LeBron and then just razz him for being bad at it because he just started golfing.
You wouldn't go golfing in the group in front of or behind LeBron James?
Why would I want to be in front? So every little bit I can be like, oh, there's LeBron.
LeBron hits into you. I don't know. Let's say maybe the ball ricochets off your shin and you got the story about the time LeBron James hit you with a golf ball. That's an all-time story.
What I would do? I would be the guy who cannot golf at all. But he'll only see my drives, which are the one part of my game I can kind of do. And then I'll be like, LeBron, shorten up a little bit on the club there. I'd give LeBron the advice, as I was trying to say there.
So we told Danny, I told Danny that it was a missed opportunity. Because there was a chance, in fact, he said it was the group in back, not in front. I misspoke there. It was the group in back. And so there was an opportunity and a chance for LeBron to be like, go play through. Play through, and then you have to hit a tee shot in front of LeBron, and imagine how awesome that would be if you just piped one right down the middle, 300 yards in front of LeBron. That's the greatest thing you've ever done.
All right, I'm a massive LeBron honk. We're just two kids from Akron, all right? Just throwing it out there. LeBron's not letting you play through.
No, that's what, so Danny told us that LeBron was letting people play through. That was part of what the reports and the text he was getting from the group he was supposed to be playing in is that he was letting people play through.
I need to see the videos.
Have you seen the golfing videos of LeBron this weekend, by the way? Because now he's posting them everywhere.
I saw the attempts, and I appreciate the attempts because I feel like LeBron.
Little short backswing for LeBron. He had some swing speed there, but a little short backswing.
Dude, if you are a tall person, golf gets harder the taller you get. And even if you have perfectly fit clubs, which I'm sure LeBron was taking care of on that, there's a lot of mechanics there. There's a reason why Richie Sexton was watching an ostrich play baseball, even though he was an incredible player. Because he's 6'6", 6'7". It looked wild to watch a guy that tall try and swing. But that's golf. That's baseball, not golf. Now, I kind of wish the Guardians were golfing instead of playing baseball, because it was bad. That's the thing I did not miss.
Wish they were golfing? I just want to play a completely different sport?
Yes. I think they might have had more success if maybe they'd played a scramble every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Not 18 holes. That's
too much.
Or maybe
they played a banana ball or something, yes, where it's baseball adjacent, where you keep scoring in a different way.
Yes, maybe cricket. Because I don't know you could have drawn up a worse week for just in terms of how you played on every facet of...
Yep. Good thing we didn't have you predict the record when you left, like we did the last time you were gone.
I would have said 10 straight losses.
Because you got zero wins. You got zero wins this week. The whole entire time you were gone, they got zero wins.
I will tell you, though, it was easier to take in the baseball and not rage. I had to stay off social media because some of you guys were just, I get it. You're watching it with expectations. I was just watching it on vacation.
I was raging.
It was so much easier to watch it completely detached from anything.
I was raging.
Than if I had to talk about it every day as well.
And the sad part is I spent a lot of time with my father-in-law this weekend, and he has hit the point of apathy. He stopped caring. That man has cared about every Cleveland sport for 50-plus years. He loves Cleveland sports, and he was like, yeah, I don't want to do this right now.
We guessed when...
He watches everything.
When will Guardians fans hit apathy? It wasn't this weekend, because there was a lot of rage there.
He hit it. I was raged. I especially when it's certain parts that just kind of get you in different ways. And listen, I know things go viral for certain reasons, right? But when Stephen Vogt has the sunflower seeds that are tossed in his direction and can't even muster up a smile, as you can tell, I don't even know what coach that was. Whatever coach that was, it was just trying to get him,
call him Mike,
to not be as serious as he was in that moment and just kind of joke around with him. But Vogt knew he couldn't really have fun and play any games. And then the press conference that Vogt did and all these other little things that just the idea that they called up Will Wilson of all people as if it was a slap in the face. They just kept doing things that were outside of baseball, the actual baseball being played, where we all knew they weren't going to score any runs. They were bothersome in a million different ways.
And for the second time, guys, can you put a better lineup against Tarek Skubal? Can you try? The OPS of your 6 through 9 hitters yesterday, There wasn't one guy. There were four of the five guys below 600.
I mean, that's their lineup, Nick. That's their lineup. Played. J. Ram played. Like, that's their lineup.
But the point is, like, do something else. Put a guy with no OPS because he hasn't played yet. Like, you can't. It's the second time this season where they've been like, well, Will Wilson, right? Six hole, seven hole,
and I thought that would make people a lot of mad because it almost feels like an insult to then call up Will Wilson when you got all the people that we want to see still down in the minors. We want to see DeWater. We want to see Kafis. We want to see Brito, but it's not happening.
But it's not like your outfielder just went on the IL. You clearly needed a seventh infielder. Everybody knows that they needed a seventh infielder. I will say, though, as an observation of the rage point of the Guardians, a fair amount of which is, I think, 100% fair. Guys, let's put the blame where the blame belongs, and I think it is to Antonetti and Chernoff, and not to the Dolans, and to a lesser extent to Stephen Vogt. Like, their failure on a 5-year to 7-year run of not being able to identify bats, and that includes trading for him, which we've had a lot of success for this organization. That's why the Guardians are where they are, not because the Dolans is cheap, although that's not helping things either.
They're at a minimum, in my mind, on a hot seat, and I don't know what one more offseason is going to do. If they can't develop bats, and they clearly can't develop anything when it comes to hitting, what am I supposed to hang around for? What's the long-term play? They have all sorts of at-bats, apparently, that can get up here and be proofed to the idea that they can develop any of these guys, but what am I waiting on?
More bats to come through, seeing if you can get it right. Like, this is where I will pump the brakes on the panic train just a little bit. It's not hard to go out and find. Austin Hayes was had for $6 million, guys.
Look at the Tigers, the team we just played, right? Torres was a name we talked about in the offseason, was it not?
Yes.
Torres is the starting second baseman this year for the AL All-Star team.
And, I mean, if you look at it, you could have put just on Naylor and Jimenez. If you put that money just into Hayes and one other hitter, your offense is probably just functional enough to be, certainly not on a 10-game losing streak right now, but maybe five, even better than 500.
Okay, but then they need to start doing what is something they've avoided for a very long time, and that is paying proven Major League Baseball talent, and to stop thinking that they can do it.
So,
because they can't do it.
Okay, you can't, but you also need to understand, like, there has to be a balance between leaving spots open for young players and leaving every spot open for young players. That's where they failed. Again, like, I say Austin Hayes because he's kind of the perfect Guardians player. 15 to 20 home run pop if he played 150 games. He's a good contact hitter. He's a functional outfielder. Like, that's $6 million. This, like, you don't have to sign Teoscar Hernandez, who I think got $25 million on a 3-year deal or something like that from LA. You don't have, like, there are functional offensive players out there who, honestly, at this point, most of the guys you're coming up, you're just hoping they're functional, and they're not even that. 216-474-0092. Who deserves the most blame for this season? This is something we're going to get into because this was at some point, when you lose 10 straight games, guys, it's more than a Diet Coke fix. I am the pluckiest optimist of Guardians fans out there. I do believe a lot in what they do. Everybody's got their hand in the cookie jar of blame here. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. Anthony Castrovince, we'll ask him the blame game question at 3. Joe DeLeon, we've got Joe at 4. He has the Browns taking quarterback, I think you're probably going to scratch your head with. But that's coming up at 4. The Peterlin pass at 3:20, but 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at J. Peterlin, on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, who deserves the most blame this season? We agree on where it is. Now we just got to continue to get to what they're getting wrong and how to get it right. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. When you lose 10 games in a row, might help if you change up the message.
I told you, I want credit for being one of the first people to identify that Vogt is just an overly optimistic human. And if you look at the press, because I've just been on it for a while now, anytime you see any of his post-game clippings, he's just, how many games did I come back and the next day I'd be like, oh yeah, I guess Gavin Williams just threw the best game he's ever seen him throw. Because that's what Vogt said last night. It was like he just kept doing it over and over again. Like, it's no surprise. I'm a Daryl Ryder this one. It's no surprise that after 10 losses, he's like, yeah, I think they looked really good. I think the bats did look pretty good.
Steven, you can't say we had really good at bats when you've scored 15 runs in 10 games, all of which are losses. And 6 of them came in one inning. of that 10-game stretch. That there were 90 innings played.
I mean, it's one of the worst offensive stretches I've ever seen in my life, and he came out and talked about how great they looked.
I'm so glad you said this, because usually in sports, we speak to the immediacy, we have a recency bias, and there is hyperbole involved. There's no hyperbole involved that's saying, this is gobbledygook.
I mean, I've
like,
never...
This is 4A level. This might be double A level offense we've seen.
Have you ever watched a game where you thought to yourself, one run is all the other team needs to win this? That's how I watch these games now. I legitimately watch them. It first started maybe like 5-6 games ago. The one game against the Cubs when they scored 3 runs in the 3rd inning. And I was like, oh, well, this game is just over. They got no chance here. That way it's done completely.
We've gone from, hey, don't spend all those runs in one places. We've done from that being a bit for everybody, and it's all a joke.
You got to save those for Sunday.
Hey, save 2 more for tomorrow. To now, it's like a real thing that you say as a rational human being. You're like, okay, you got it. Let's just stop at 3. All right. Actually, no, you got 1. Let's stop at 1. Let's save 1 for tomorrow. Here's the thing, though. Vogt is a part of this losing streak. So he's not the reason that this season is going the way it is in totality. But he's either tightened up and is not matching his external messaging with his internal. He looks paralyzed. And
he looks stressed out. Like, I brought up that sunflower seed incident that went viral for a reason. Like, he looks stressed out. And when you're not even able to have fun when an assistant's throwing sunflower seed to you and trying to get you to, loosen up a little bit, when are you going to have fun?
But I think that that tells us that he's probably...
He's worried about the messaging.
How
it all looks. And he's right, though. In many sense, Nick, he's right in the idea that if he threw sunflower seeds at him and then he looked like he was having the greatest time ever, I'd be mad about it. I would.
Yeah, but at the same point...
But
at the same point, like, you've got to worry about the 26 guys in that locker room. And that's where, like, if you're uptight, it's one of the things... And I know Tito could have a red ass. I know Tito was not the perfect manager, but Tito kind of innately understood, hey, we're super tight right now. How do we get loose?
Well, think about it. I mean, this is the guy that had chicken and beer in the clubhouse during really bad times at the Red Sox. Like, if anybody knew that baseball at the heart of it was played at its best when you're having a good time and you're feeling loose, that was Tito. Seems like Vogt doesn't know how to strike that message.
But, again, the question we ask you guys, 216-474-0092, who deserves the most blame for this season?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's not vote, but he is contributing to whatever they're going through right now. And, you know, we had Curl Jam on Twitter, which is kind of like Pearl Jam, but totally different, saying, I see the media talking points went out. It's all blame Antonetti and Chernoff for everything and not the guy that refuses to write checks for guys. Trading Jimenez and Naylor was the right move. I don't care what Josh is doing. Josh is a overweight first base only and probably should be a DH because he's a first base. He's more of a detriment at first base than Carlos Santana is, who's a gold glover. And you were never going to give him long-term money given his weight problems and maybe some personality clashes with how they like to do things here. Jimenez, guys, he's worse in Toronto than he is here. He's a one-war player.
He can't hit.
And he's hitting .212.
They gave him the contract off the season where he was able to hit. And so, but that's where I go back to Antonetti and Chernoff on this, is that idea that who gave him the contract to begin with?
Well, but even so, like, if I'll give the Dolans half the blame. If they said, hey, we're going to shed this payroll, and then we're not going to turn it back around, all right, I'll put some blame there.
And you're the one absolving the Dolans if you do it all. I don't ever, and I never have.
No. So it's not absolving.
I don't want us lumped into that, because all I've done is kill the Dolans for a decade. But, I'm not going to start. Well, I'm not going to stop now.
But they think that's what I'm going to get to here is, guys, it's the most obvious asterisk in sports. The Dolans don't spend money. There's no intellect there. There's nothing interesting there. And if I just came out and put it on the Dolans, we'd be giving two guys who are incredible at their jobs normally, but have failed in a tremendous way in Antonetti and Chernoff. They don't deserve a pass for this. They're a bigger problem right now with put, because they haven't drafted. Here's the thing. Every team in baseball, 50% of teams in baseball have some sort of restriction like the Guardians have. Not many have it to the extent that they do. But the point is, why have the Rays are in such a worse position, ownership-wise and spending-wise, than Cleveland is? Why do they continue to have success? Because they've developed hitters recently.
Yeah,
they've
Rays
developed players consistently. One-third of your developmental track here isn't working. That's on Antonetti and Chernoff.
And it seems like they don't have any sort of answer to how to get it right. There's a reason why if I brought up Greg Fink, the hitting coach. Is that his first name?
Grant.
Is it Greg? Is it Grant?
Yeah.
Exactly right. Like, who the hell knows his name? Because we're not, it'd be wrong to yell at him. It'd be wrong to be like, because we did that with Vaeka a little bit years ago. We'd be like, oh, well, you know, Chris doesn't do a good enough job, and that's why we get to yell at him and X, Y, and Z. It's like, this isn't, what we say his name is Grant at this point?
Grant.
This isn't Grant Fink's fault and problem. And it's like, it's because he's not the reason why they can't hit, and no one should expect him to be the reason why they can't hit.
But the worst thing.
They don't develop these guys.
The worst thing we could do is sit here and say, well, it's just the Dolan's fault, or it's just Antonetti and Chernoff's fault. No, all three parties here have failed. And so it's like this idea that you have to come out and you only play one note here. Guys, you don't get from the ALCS, even if that was an overperformance of where they should have been last year.
Yeah, and they were non-competitive.
You don't get to that to here without multiple people screwing up. So it starts with Antonetti and Chernoff because of the development, because that's the thing they're supposed to do. If you can't develop hitters, pitchers, relievers, all that, if you can't do that, you will not have a job. In Cleveland, in Tampa, you can get away with that crap in New York where you can spend money and just outspend your mistakes. You can't do it here. That's where it starts, and then we can go to the Dolans cheap after that.
I just think they've been here too long. That's ultimately what it is. I believe this for a while. Theo Epstein, I've told you this before, his idea that after 10 years, anyone's message just runs stale. It's why I completely always go against Tomlin having a job for life in Pittsburgh. I just feel like after a certain amount of time, your message runs stale. How you do things, it evolves. And if you're not one to be proactive and evolving with it, you also fall behind. And I just think that their imprint on this team has just been, it's existed for too long. They did a good job. There's a lot of smart baseball people, though. It's not like we can't find smart baseball people. They're littered everywhere in Major League. So, like, I'm kind of over it.
I don't think it's they've been here too long, but I understand that that is a very popular sentiment and one that is fair to be echoed. I just think they're too stubborn and maybe too comfortable.
Well, but maybe that's part of it too, though, is that the idea that if they're too stubborn, maybe what worked for them 10 years ago doesn't work now. And you say too stubborn. Well, maybe it's because they're convinced that it does. And the game has evolved. It looks totally different than what it did in 2005 and 2015 and 2020.
Like, they spent 5 years of a draft offensively trying to draft guys like Tyler Freeman and turn them into 20 home run hitters. I mean, and by the way, this even goes back to like Naquin. They thought, we're going to get a team full of elite contact players. That's the only elite trait you're going to have. We're going to skew everything else. And if you do that, and by the way, slight oversimplification, but I'm just trying to radio it up so it's a little but like they leaned into that theory for 5 to 7 years. And every failure that they had from Naquin, I know Zimmer's a little different, but elite physical tools there. Every great contact hitter, they ended up being okay contact hitter, which with 5 home run power isn't good enough.
Yeah.
It's so obvious. Now, is that fireable? I don't think so. That's the problem. They're still at a point where...
No, but
where
they've done more things, though. Caminero, both Diaz's that we bring up. Like, we're starting to have some of these misses that we didn't have 10 years ago. And they're missing in certain areas that we just typically didn't see them missing.
That is fair. And by the way, everything we're saying this year, on steroids a little bit, is the same thing we said 2 years ago. After the 2022
season. Right, which is
why
this doesn't feel like a completely brand new conversation to be like, oh, did Antonetti and Chernoff lose their fastball a little bit? Are they playing basically 2015 baseball instead of 2025 baseball? And maybe they've just been around for a little bit too long. Because we were all knocking on the doorstep of some of this thinking, and then they pulled off an ALCS out of you know what. I mean, in ways they shouldn't have, by the way. I mean, they should not have been able to pull it off the way they did, but they didn't. So we gave them the benefit of the doubt, and now we're watching it all spiral because they have not actually developed players that they need to develop.
216-474-0092, who deserves the most blame for this season? Of the three big, which is ownership, the front office, and the manager, none of them are blameless. But let's just make sure we weight the blame towards ownership and the front office here. Let's go with Matt in a car. Welcome to the show, Matt in a car.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Other than the Guardians, it's pretty good. Life's pretty good, buddy. How about you?
It's a little humid, but yeah, it's good.
It's spicy.
It's humid.
I don't know. I have to disagree with you guys because, like, dude, who's been the constant here since 2000? Like, you have a guy that came in, the park had sold out, 455 straight games, and you look at, like, you know, right after, I think it was maybe, 2002 was the Cologne trade. It's just been just a series of like, basically half measures and then rebuilds. Like, he's never had the guts to put his money where his mouth is, and he puts Antonetti and Chernoff into these impossible situations where eventually they are going to miss on stuff. And of course, you know, like clockwork, the media comes out and bashes Chernoff, bashes
Matt. I've bashed everyone in this segment. I've bashed everyone next to a vote. I bashed the owner. I bashed both Antonetti and Chernoff. I bashed everyone.
Grant Fink, the Peterlin pass. So that was pretty despicable.
I did give Grant Fink the Peterlin pass. Yeah. Although I didn't remember his name was Grant or Greg, but I gave Fink the pass. That's for sure.
That might ultimately be the worst thing you can do to somebody is not get their name right. But so you're right. Maybe you bashed him too.
There's not been nearly enough Dolan criticism though.
I've criticized Dolan for 10 years.
All right, did you criticize him for removing all the seats that were drawn in revenue? Did you bash him for
all I've done is criticize him. Yeah, all I've done is criticize him for not spending. I told the Guardians to their face, I wish Dolan was Mark Cuban. I told that to people in the Guardians to their face. I said it's not his fault that he's poor and broke. In baseball terms, I just wish he was Mark Cuban and treated this thing like it was a piece of artwork or an island, something to impress your friends with. That's what I told them to their face. So don't give me that nonsense, Matt. It's crap and you know
tough
it.
Tough talking, Johnny.
It's crap. I mean, come on. If anybody deserves that benefit of the doubt, I've taken the heat for crapping all over Dolan for years. I'm not going to let you come out here and say that we've never done it.
All right, if they can't afford a team, then you need to demand a full team. The end.
What do you say? He needs a what?
They need to demand they sell the team. Matt, we appreciate you.
Oh,
buddy.
I think he's working on it. I think he's working on it. Blitzer's apparently coming. We don't know when, but apparently he's coming.
I think that was like the big thing that everyone was waiting on was the Dolan patriarch. And so then all bets are off for when it actually happens. Real quick here, let's go to Paul in Lake County. Paul, who deserves the most blame for how the season has gone with the Guardians?
I blame it on the player development, the scouts. AAA, AA, Antonetti,
single A
kids that come up. I blame it on the scouts. We turn out pitchers year after year. We've got an abundance of pitchers, but we, for the last, I don't know, five, ten, I don't know the last time we had an actual bona fide hitter that came through the farm system that's still playing. We just don't develop hitters for whatever reason. And Dolan doesn't want to spend, but, you know, Dolan doesn't want to spend when it comes to free agency and when it comes to retaining players that are decent. But the player development is in the farm system, the scouts, AA, AAA coaches, like the hitting coach on the Guardians. Like you said, until you brought up his name, I didn't know we had one. I mean, what's he do?
I mean, yeah, the sad thing is that they not only have a hitting coach, they have like seven different variations of a hitting coach at the big league level.
There's like the hitting.
Quality hitting control coach. It's like seven different titles.
That guy, by the way,
it's insane. It's insane. But you're right. You don't know their name for a reason.
I just can't. I followed baseball for so many years. I just can't understand how you've got five or six guys that are in the major league level that are batting under 170. That is absurd. And if you've got some people bat 130, how do you even stay on the roster?
I can't call any of the rookies up again.
Bring up a AAA guy. If he's hitting 130 or 150, then we didn't lose anything. We didn't gain anything. But these major leaguers that are hitting 175 and under, Jones, are you kidding me?
Actually,
I mean, he's overmatched.
I can't be this guy. I got to do it. Paul, we appreciate you, buddy. Nolan's actually been really good the last like 6 weeks. He's not the problem, but I understand why you still remember when he was hitting 170. 216-474-0092. Who deserves the most blame for this season from the Guardian side of things? We got quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's quick hits.
Kevin Love is a buyout candidate after being dealt to the Utah Jazz in a three-way deal. Multiple reports say he is likely to be bought out by the Jazz. Does a Kevin Love homecoming make sense for the Cavs?
Why not? He's still in shape.
You laugh at that. People on the internet very, very big excited about this.
Yeah. How many 2016 Cavs members are we going to get on this team?
We would only have one.
Again, how many 2016 Cavs members are going to get on this team?
One or two.
Can we make that another one? If LeBron comes, I want Kevin Love here. I want everyone under the sun to be here. Okay.
Tristan's still a free agent.
I want everyone to be here.
Hey, he did pretty well in the divorce.
Sure. If you want to bring Richard Jefferson back too out of the broadcast booth, maybe he becomes the exclusive broadcaster now, and we just get as many 2016 connections as
we
possibly can.
Why are you looking down on this? This was Kevin Love's big role.
I think it's a fun idea. LeBron comes back, Kevin Love. It's just like when Bronny will be on the roster as well. I think Kevin Love being the new what has to happen if LeBron comes back is a nice little touch.
No, Kevin Love is the new James Jones. He's the guy that sits. He claps harder than anyone.
That's so insulting to Kevin Love, though.
That's who he. That's who he was in Miami last year.
I don't know why Kevin Love is hanging on for so long. I mean, I think it's just because he's in shape and he can still play. He's in better shape now than when he was in Minnesota.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not saying much.
I know, but isn't that surprising? Like, he legitimately looks like he's in really good shape right now. He can still play.
I mean, the vet min is $3 million a year, about $3.5 million a year. I'd take that to sit on as a 15th man on a bench on a winning team. Hell yeah. I think he's going to end up with the Lakers. But my only problem with this stylistically is I would love a developmental big off the bench. So that is something I would like long term.
There is a difference, though. And I feel like, I don't know, we just don't talk about it enough. Like when baseball players are old and then they sign up to do that thing where you get to play like on Sunday games when everyone else takes a rest and then you get like at-bats here and there.
The Will Wilson day of the week.
Yeah, but you're still actually playing in those games. Like you're still doing it. Like Kevin Love is going to get... He'll be the cheerleader. He'll be a designated cheerleader. I just don't know how much fun that is for these guys.
It seems pretty fun.
I don't know that it seems like a lot of fun.
Spending a lot of time on Instagram. He's pretty good at that.
I have a theory on that, too. There's no way. Like, he had a great tweet after this was all said and done, this trade today. It was something about being a math equation or something like that.
Yeah.
Kevin Love's not making these tweets.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Somebody else is making these tweets.
Why?
What do you mean, why? You know why. There's no way
Kevin Love, after being traded,
is sitting there and coming up with Instagram jabs. And then also you see the other content that he's putting out there. Right,
but
you think that's Kevin Love doing that?
But here's,
someone's doing this on his behalf.
But why?
What do you mean, why?
Like,
athletes have this stuff all the time. Athletes have all sorts of people that run their social media accounts.
Yeah, but like, okay, yes, the person actually doing it is actually really, really good, and they like follow Kevin's sense of humor. So that, I'm assuming that's not cheap. Like, why would you do that to this extent?
People do it all the time. All sorts of athletes have it. Derek Queen, they asked him in an interview the other day about like updating his profile on LinkedIn, and he was like, because it was a funny little jab, and they're like, so how'd you come up with that? And he was like, I pay people for that.
It's too dismissive of Kevin Love. I don't love it.
Omaha! That was too on the nose from you.
I think it was right.
I don't love a Kevin Love take. A little too on the nose, was it not? Yeah, no chance.
Sounds like you love
it. I do love it. No chance he's creating it. No chance. All right, I don't know if I love this or hate this, but I want you to decide for us, okay? Deshaun Watson and his longtime girlfriend, they got married on July 3rd now. All the Instagram stuff came out in the past 24 hours or so, the videos of it. They are flashing their diamond wedding bands in the snaps, and she showed off a wedding band that actually is worth $2.5 million. And a lot of Browns fans were like, nice to know we paid for that engagement ring, and they got all upset by it. You can make an argument Deshaun Watson used the Texans' money for the $2.5 million engagement money. I'm not sure. But our congratulations in order for Deshaun Watson and his new wife.
Sure.
Don't sound too happy for the new couple.
I just, no, I mean, it's great. It's been the best thing you ever do.
Yeah.
Also, I think
he looked very happy. He did wear orange in his suit, by the way.
I don't think $2.5 million. I think you got to wait for that ring until the 20-year anniversary.
Marrying Deshaun Watson. Wait, why waiting for 20-year anniversary? That man's got a lot of paying up and really expensive gifts to make sure that relationship is anywhere close to right.
Because if she leaves you, then she's going to leave you with that $2.5 million ring?
I think she's earned it.
How?
Staying with Deshaun Watson. Through everything Deshaun Watson went through, that's where
that's gotta be Kobe tough Bryant with the millions
got,
of dollars.
Kobe Bryant got Vanessa the $4 million ring, and that was back in like 2003.
He cheated on her.
What do you think Deshaun did, Nick?
I think he had a fun time.
Yeah, okay.
And got sued a bunch.
It's worth more than $2.5 million to me.
The Kevin Durant trade is...
Belichick's buying $9 million properties, and he's loyal to his girlfriend, apparently.
There's none of that that is worth
game.
That.
The
That's all I'm going to tell
game's
you.
Moved on. It's,
this ain't Pretty Woman, all right? Kevin Durant trade is official. It's a seven-teamer. Are you a fan of 17 trades?
Easy now. Seven-teamers?
Yeah. No, we're not talking about Belichick's girlfriend anymore.
Am I a fan of seven-teamers?
No, we're talking about 17 trades. Are you a fan of 17 trades?
I don't like when it involves a quarter of the league. No, I think that's too many. But this is kind of proof to the idea that you can always make it work. People are calling up, and they're so worried about the second apron, and they're so worried about the new ramifications attached to all this stuff. It's like, if you want a deal to be done bad enough, you can find a way to get a deal done.
I think they're ridiculous. I think they're ostentatious, and I do find them mildly amusing. I think the reaction, I think it was Lebatard, was like, oh, these aren't good for the NBA. And I'm like, how is it hurting the NBA? In what way is a 7-team trade, which is ridiculous, and it's got a bunch of guys, one guy's named Rocco Zaharski. Yeah, that's not going anywhere. He was the 45th pick in the draft. He's from Australia. Some GMs just got in on these just to be in on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cheeky.
Well, if you want to curb this, well, the simple answer is it's sitting right in front of them that they'll never do. Why make the money match in NBA trades?
Something about cheap owners getting upstaged by rich owners.
Exactly right. Yeah. So we should just get rid of that completely and then just make whatever trade you want to make be available to be able to be made. And whatever team gets left with the bag gets left with the bag.
It sounds like socialism to me, but billionaires would never.
Omaha! All right. Travis Kelce was on Bussin' with the Boys, and he has a plan for what team should do with Travis Hunter this upcoming season.
I don't know how they're gonna divvy it out. I don't know if because teams are gonna be going after him.
Right.
They're gonna try and make his day miserable. Dude, if he plays corner, they're gonna run deep balls at him all day. They're gonna run the wide receivers just take off on him all day just to try and get his him tired. I'm like, why wouldn't you just attack him that way?
I think it makes a lot of sense. Now, I wonder if they do deploy this, if it starts to be the case where then Travis Hunter says, okay, maybe I don't need to play defense all the time. But didn't college teams, it's different in the NFL, obviously, but I imagine college teams would have tried this against him as well.
All right, here's the thing. Doesn't Travis Hunter have to show something in an NFL game before teams start to game plan for him? Well, you're game planning against an idea. You don't have any NFL tape on him.
Yeah, you might want him out there at receiver if it doesn't go well.
Yeah, well, and that's the other thing. He's still a fairly raw player on offense. He's got really good instincts, but he's a young player on defense as well, even if he's got more experience there. Man, Travis Kelce is putting the cart before the horse here. Like, let the kid go out there, and then, because even then, guys, he's a cornerback. Oh, so How much do you game plan for a cornerback other than we're not going to throw to that side of the field?
Okay, but Travis only's got 1 year to play with, so that's why he's in an interesting little scope here, right? If he's going to retire after this upcoming season, and I would bet good money that he does, he has to treat Travis Hunter as if he is already accomplished, because you don't want to have the one time you play him, you get burned by Travis Hunter. I think it's a good game plan.
I think it's incredibly premature.
Easy now.
Omaha!
Coming off a nice little road trip with the family to Western Michigan and the beach there.
Yeah, we're on the mitten. We're on the mitten, were you?
Let's see. This is the mitten.
Yeah.
About here.
Ooh.
About my pinky knuckle.
Ooh. Okay.
What is your favorite road trip snack?
Oh, I'm not much of a snacker on road trips. We'll stop and then we'll just do a whole lunch or a whole meal and then I'll get right back on the road. Most recent road trip, though, I did have a gas station version of a Slurpee.
Mm.
And I loved it because it was, first off, I love Slurpees. I just do. And also then it takes you like a half hour, 45 minutes to drink. So you feel like you're doing something while also passing time.
So I didn't do sweets this year, but it was interesting. Each one of my daughters had a different favorite one that they picked up. Ness had a different one. And then I'm just tried and true. Give me jerky. Give me jerky or Smokies.
I was thinking jerky for a second.
And we actually, I will say, I was a little peckish on the way up. And then, again, kind of getting that hunger, that sugar urge on road trips. And Cabela's. We stopped at Cabela's, and mm-hmm. we got some of the big brand jerky. It was actually really good.
I saw the Facebook post.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you. All about Cabela's.
I got more pics from Cabela's than I did your actual trip.
Oh, I don't think you were looking. No,
I wasn't looking terribly hard.
It just
popped up. I was like, oh, that's a lot of Cabela's pics.
So I
thought it was going to be like basically everything you do this trip. I was going to get like 27 million photos. And then I felt like I got like, I don't know, like a couple other and that was it.
It's actually what I did. Something I was trying to do a better job of was instead of taking pictures and then just doing the bulk Facebook dump afterwards, I tried to like, all right, here's dinner. Or if it was like a special dinner, or here's like a day at the beach. That way I could just have it segmented different as well. It actually helped me remember the trip more.
Okay.
It really did.
Yeah, whatever works for you.
The beef jerky. Undefeated.
What'd your kids get?
We got one was the animal crackers. Two was Twizzlers, the pull and peel. And I don't remember the third one.
What's the pull and peel?
Oh, it's like the cherry Twizzlers where they have like 9 wires put together.
Oh, man. I've been out of the Twizzler game for too long.
I got to tell you.
What are these wires you're talking about?
One of the reasons why your boy just stopped sugar cold is because I went down a cherry Twizzler rabbit hole before the cabin and during the cabin that was going to lead to actual diabetes. And I was like, you know what? We're going to hang up the jersey for a bit.
That's a good glow up for Twizzlers.
Diabetes?
Twizzlers.
Okay. All right. Anthony Castrovince Twizzler tells us who's to blame with the Guardians in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.